AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. That massive snowstorm that hit the East Coast Friday and Saturday may be affecting you even if you didn't get snow. FlightAware says at least 1,300 flights have been canceled today. But the snow's over, right? So what's going on? We ask our airlines writer, Scott Meyerowitz, who's at New York's LaGuardia Airport. He says there's a lesson there.
The issue here isn't so much weather as in lack of gate space. There's still a handful of gates that have not been plowed out. That leaves the airlines juggling planes from one space to another until a gate frees up. The terminal itself is packed with passengers sitting on the ground waiting for their flights to depart.
By the way, the strength of this storm was an ugly surprise for New York City, says Mayor Bill de Blasio.
The storm that the day before on Friday was still being projected at 8 to 12 inches ends up coming in close to 27 inches.
President Obama's talking about Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and the Democratic race for the White House. On Hillary?
The fact that she's extraordinarily experienced and, wicked smart and knows every policy inside and out sometimes could make her more cautious and campaign more in prose than poetry.
He says rival Bernie Sanders is idealistic and passionate, but he's not choosing a favorite, says Politico, which interviewed him. The Supreme Court is saying no to North Dakota in an abortion case. North Dakota has a law banning abortions if there's a discernible heartbeat as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Lower courts struck it down as unconstitutional. The Supreme Court now turning away the state's appeal, which means North Dakota cannot enforce its law. The Dow is down 66 points. This is AP Radio News. The Islamic State group is releasing a new video that our correspondent overseas says is even more brutal than you might think. It apparently shows the gunman who carried out the November terror attacks in Paris plotting those killings and carrying out other atrocities, evidently in Syria. Our Lori Hinnant is in Paris.
Not a lot of people have seen the video, which is unusually violent, even by Islamic State standards. It is in French, and it threatens both any allies of France, but it specifically seems to single out Britain. It was also translated into English with subtitles.
The UN Special Envoy on Syria says he is hoping to begin peace talks on Friday between the government and opposition groups. Among the priorities, he says, stopping the Islamic State group and arranging a ceasefire. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.